Hi, I'm Kelsey Farias.
And I'm Armando Farias.
And each week we will be sharing knowledge and inspiration on becoming a better you.
Feeling down, defeated, or looking at how to better yourself? We got you.
Already successful? Great. Let's help you achieve even more.
Sit back and get prepared to hear about overcoming challenges related to self-development, such as mental health, relationships, goal setting, personal growth, fitness, and dream building.
Welcome to Self-Love Sit-Downs. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Love Sit-Downs. We are so happy to have you guys here. So what we're going to talk about today is goal setting. We are going to just jump right in, even though I just cut Armando off. He gets so worked up about these intros. He tries to spice it up every single time and then ends up deleting it and we start over.
The hardest part is starting, and I always want to start off on the right foot and just be like, bam, right out of the gate, and I have to get it perfect each time. And this time, my wife, as I hit record, she jumped in here and took over my glamorous glory. How does that feel to give an intro?
It feels great.
Gosh, good. Anyways, we are going to jump in here. We're going to give you tons of value today. We're actually getting you prepared for 2021. If you feel like 2020 was rough, it's all in mindset. Mindset, mindset, mindset. It maybe was a rough year overall for your goals and for your achievements and with COVID and everything else that's happened throughout this year, but the year's not done yet. Don't let off the gas. If you have goals, if you set goals for 2020, don't look at it and be like, I'm done with 2020. It's time to focus on 2021. You still got a couple weeks left in this year that you can still make huge improvements, make leaps and bounds. Maybe that this is the time to get you even better and more prepared for 2021. So don't let off the gas for 2020. But this episode is kind of priming you for what's to come, what to prepare for, how to get ready for 2021 and conquer 2021.
And I think it's really important too, just to mention, nothing magical is going to happen at midnight.
Yeah.
That is just going to flip a switch and coronavirus is going to be gone and everything's
going to go back.
It doesn't happen that way. And we are in charge of our own happiness. We have to show up for us. And I was just talking to a client about this today. She was kind of sick part of this week, didn't get some of her workouts in. And I had told her that's fine. You need to rest. Your body is forcing you to rest at this point. Well, I text to check on her today and she was like, I'm doing great. I'm about to make up my workout and I'm going to make up my cardio. And I was like, wow, have you really stopped to reflect on how much you're showing up for yourself? Because that's what it's about. When nobody can do it for you. Nobody can chase those goals and just hand them to you. It doesn't work that way. I mean, as much as it would be so nice to have, to win the lotto overnight or something like that, but think of your odds for that. The goals that we have, you have to work for them. And that saying is so true that anything worth having takes time and effort and takes work. It's unfortunate because it sucks. I would love to be handed things, but again, I don't think I would appreciate them the same. Yeah. So think about showing up for yourself. How am I going to show up for myself next year? What am I going to do differently? Yeah, I can totally say that this year has probably been very hard. I know this year's been mentally tough on me, but at the same time, this year has forced so much growth for myself. I've really had to look inward and say, okay, what do I not like? Why am I not thriving right now? Okay, well, I'm in charge of my own happiness, so I need to do something about this and forced myself to make changes, right? It's not always easy to do that. And I'm not saying I'll always have that outlook and I'll always make those changes, but just, there's something about the beginning of a new year. People find it as like a hard reset.
Yeah.
So use that motivation to say, okay, though things like COVID and some of the restrictions on our current living conditions aren't going to change because they're not, guys. I don't think things are going to change for, much.
Even with that vaccine that was just announced, that's coming out, that's rolling out. I mean, if you read and look into the statistics for that, we may not even see it. The general public might not even see it till summertime, maybe the end of next year when you're actually able to get it. So don't think that it's, like you were saying, like Kelsey was saying, is New Year's going to start and everything's going to go back to normal. Vaccines are going to be out and masks are going to be gone and government's going to be opened up. It's not going to be the case. when you said mentally tough, it made me think of your, if you look at your mind as a muscle, and if you tell yourself this year was mentally tough on me, think of how strong that muscle is now, mm-hmm. how much you've worked on it. So when next year comes, anything in front of you is you're going to easily conquer it. It's going to be so easy for you because you're like, look what I've accomplished through this tough time. What's coming ahead of me is going to be so much
easier.
That's
nothing. Exactly. That's a cakewalk. Yep. So we are in charge of our own happiness. So when you're thinking of how am I going to make 2021 better for me? Really think of like your own happiness and some of these goals. Maybe you don't set financial goals. Maybe you don't set fitness goals. Maybe you literally set only mindset goals.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, your mind is so damn powerful. If you're able to change your mindset and have a more positive outlook on life, you're going to attract positivity and you'll probably complete some of those goals without actually putting in all of the effort that you think that you need to achieve them, because those things will naturally start to come to you by working on yourself. I think it's so important to be constantly working on yourself, working on your own personal growth. And maybe that's literally your only goal for 2021. But I just really think that goal setting is so important. So we're going to jump into why it's important and then some steps that you can take. We'll give some good examples and I'm sure we'll tell a lot of stories and tangents along the way.
Get prepared because you're going to get them.
Buckle up. So I did a team meeting last week with my clients and we talked about how do we get success? So the equation for success is goals plus habits equal success. So in order to achieve the goals, you have to do the habits. So that's why you need both, not just one or the other. You need both. You have to have a clear plan to create the habits that are going to get you to the success of achieving your goals. Why is goal setting so important? When you set goals, you take control of your life, right? You take control of the direction. Goals provide you with focus in achieving, you know, you can't work towards something that you don't know exists, right? How would you become a successful author if you don't even know that's what you want to become? You wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, sometimes we have a goal and we still don't know where to start, right?
Yep.
So you have to create that clear path for yourself. The decisions that you make and the actions that you take should bring you closer to achieving those goals. So that's why we have the equation of success equals goals plus habits. So you can't achieve something that you don't have a clear path for. There's really some, like, there's something in setting goals, achieving goals, completing tasks, it really does something for our happiness. I know I've mentioned this before on the podcast is for me, making a list and crossing things off, it's like a dopamine hit for me. Like it just really does something. And I think a lot of people feel that way. So when you create that path, and a lot of times I think people are good at making the list maybe, but it's executing on it. They come up with the excuses. They come up with all the reasons that it couldn't happen. What if you come up with all the reasons that it could happen?
Mm-hmm.
What if you take a different approach? What if you view it differently, right? You are in charge of your own happiness, so you have to take charge. I think that's definitely something that this year has taught me. Outside factors can affect your happiness, and that sucks.
For sure.
But at the end of the day, I know there's still things that I can do to make me happy. I may not be able to, you know, through all of this, I haven't been able to see all my friends. I haven't been able to see all of my family, right? That sucks. That takes away from my happiness. But you know what doesn't? I get to spend more time with my husband. I get to spend more time with my kids, with my dogs. Like dogs are thriving in 2020.
Yeah. Dogs are loving having their humans home.
Armando and I were just talking about this because our kids are home all day doing distance learning still. I was like, we're going to have to figure something out for our dogs when our kids go back.
We're going to have to give them to puppy therapy.
Yeah, because I was like, they're going to be so depressed going from always having somebody around to now they're home all day alone again. Like dogs have like come up in 2020. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's tangent number one. Don't rely on others to create happiness for you. It's like at the end of the day, we're in charge of that. You can feel those lows. You can be impacted by these things. But I truly believe that if you're working towards something, I mean, think of maybe if you've bought a house. Think of that moment of buying that house and being so fucking proud of yourself. Think of, you know, maybe in your fitness journey, your first milestone goal of maybe it was fitting into a pair of jeans that were in single digits, right? You bought your first pair of size eights, slipped them on thinking, they probably won't buckle, and they buckle. Think of that moment for you. Going after goals just really does something for you. And these goals don't have to be start a business or buy a home. Maybe for you, that's, you're like, that's not really my thing. Everybody has their own, you know, vision for their life. But I really think there's some type of power in creating at least one goal for yourself, something to work towards, something to thrive in, something to grow in. It just really does something for us. So I think it's so important that everybody has some type of goal for themselves. If goals are so important, why do we fail to achieve them? Because we don't plan the steps. Right? When you don't have a clear vision or path of where you're headed, it's easier just to go, it's too hard. I don't know what I'm doing here. So that's what we're going to talk about. That's like one of the main things that we're going to focus on. A goal setting process forces you to think about the journey. It forces you to think about things outside of just the destination. It forces, hey, what do I need to do next? What's next? What's next? Instead of just focusing on the end result. Because a lot of times when we focus on just that end result, that can seem overwhelming. Maybe you have 100 pounds to lose. If I sat there and thought about, oh my gosh, I have 100 pounds to lose, that seems so overwhelming. That's a big goal. Or maybe you've never been good at saving money, but you want to buy a house and you're like, I have to save $20,000 for a down payment? That seems so far-fetched. It just almost seems impossible when you think of these big things that are so far from where you are now. So we're going to talk about what to do to break up that middle ground and make it more attainable. Because when things are too hard, natural instinct is for us to do nothing at all, to just walk away from it. This is too hard for me. I can't do it. I really don't like that word, I can't. And I think that's where it comes from, is not having that clear path in goal setting. Do you have anything to add?
No, you're good.
So first step, sit down and figure out, where am I going? What do I want for my life? Dream big. There are no rules. Really think, is this goal something I actually want to work for, or does it just sound good? Do you just like the idea of the end result? Because a lot of times, you know, I'll say this in a fitness journey, people love the idea of feeling confident in a bikini on a beach. But when it comes down to it, the things you're going to do aren't pretty. It's not fun, exciting. It's putting in the daily habits on the little things that are going to get you there. So really ask yourself those questions. Do I really want to pour hours of my time and effort into achieving these things? We're going to give you some categories. And just another note, Armando and I have been setting goals for a long time now. So we do a lot of goals. For us, it's a lot. We have a whole entire sheet.
Mm-hmm. One of those big, with those big post-it notes type sheets that you use like in conference rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. We fill that bad boy up with all the goals that we have, and we break them down into like personal, financial, faith. I mean, we're going to go into that, but that's just the way that we break it down.
But if you're somebody who is newer to goal setting, really, I mean, if you're like, I easily get overwhelmed, start with one, maybe two. But for anybody else who's like, I feel like I can take on more than that, I would recommend keeping it to about 3 to 5 goals for yourself. Because again, if you've got too much going on, you're trying to be pulled in too many directions, it can be overwhelming and you'll get none of them. And then at the end of the year, you're going to be like, wow, that sucked. It didn't work. Well, it can work. It just didn't work for you this time. Maybe you didn't, you know, complete one of these in to make it realistic or whatever it may be. So focus on about 3 to 5 goals. In thinking of these goals, some categories. Maybe you have some family goals. Hey, we want to take a family trip this year. Or I want to spend more one-on-one time with my kids. However that looks for you. Maybe my husband and I want to do a date night every other week. Something like that. What does your family, you know, that's usually people's top priority is their family.
Yeah, for sure.
So create some goals around your family. Next category, fitness. These are obviously some of the top
These are big ones.
New Year's resolutions for people. Yeah, it's fitness goals. Maybe you've had the same fitness goal every single year. Maybe you're even further from it than you were last year. You know, really evaluate, do I really want this or does it just sound pretty? Next one, finances. That's probably the second most popular is financial goals. Everybody wants to save more money. Well, maybe you haven't been good at saving more money. Maybe make your goal making more money. How can I make more money? How can I start a side hustle? You know, really think outside of the box. The next one, growth and personal development goals. These are big for Armando and I. For me, I almost feel anxious if I'm not growing. I learned that the hard way this year. I kind of hit a pretty low point early in the fall, end of summer. And I found out it's because I wasn't working on growing anything.
You're at idle.
Yeah, I had felt overwhelmed, so I took a step back from it. That, for me, caused more chaos than anything. So making personal development goals, growth goals, all of that, I think they're so important. But maybe that's not your cup of tea. The next one, faith and spiritual goals. Maybe you're not a part of a faith, but for example, Armando last year had made a goal that he wanted to start to help at church more. So he got more involved in the church and really took that on. I really admire him for that. I could not do it. My anxiety will not allow me to go up in front of everybody at church. I would just choke up. But and maybe your spiritual goals. Maybe you want to work on more inner peace. So you're going to do things like meditation, journaling, whatever that looks like for you. I mean, these are very broad topics, but I just kind of want to spark some thinking for you. And the last one, business and career goals. I think these are really important to have because, again, that impacts our financial situation, which really impacts so many other things. It also impacts your growth and personal development, your family, right? So having those career and business goals for yourself is really important. Anything to add?
Nope. I'm just taking notes. I'm getting ready. I'm ramping up. I'm revving my motors for my examples.
Okay. The next one, create smarter goals. So I had always known it as SMART goals. When I was in the corporate world, those were a thing. I briefly mentioned it on a team meeting last week, and one of my clients was like, actually, now it's SMARTer goals. I was like, ooh. So I had to look this up. So this is great. I learned something, and I think it's super valuable because it kind of goes hand in hand with what we've been teaching, you know, all year. So I'm glad they made it part of this breakdown. So SMARTer, each letter has a kind of way to something to implement in the goal setting. So S is for specific. Make your goals specific. Be as specific as possible. So when you're thinking of, I want to lose weight, that's great, but how much weight do you want to lose? Or what body fat percentage do you want to be at? How much muscle do you want to try to put on? You have to be specific. In order for a goal to actually be achievable, it has to be also measurable. So how are you going to know you got there? I want to lose weight. You could lose half a pound and be like, okay, that's it. I'm done. We're moving on. I made my 2021 goals this morning. No, you have to make it as specific as possible.
I think also it's challenging too. You want to challenge yourself, but not over challenge yourself.
Not to an unrealistic expectation.
So if you're new at setting goals, make sure that the goals that you're setting are not so challenging that you're going to look at and be like, I'm never going to get there. This is too difficult. And then you just throw in the towel. So, but if you're somebody that's already set goals, you know what you can do. You know what you've been through because of previous experiences. Challenge yourself. Make it a little difficult. Make it I recently heard is like, if you set a finish line and extend that finish line. If you see where the end is, be like, I'm going to go a little bit further. And you'll realize that you can do that. If you see that, if you have an end in sight and you're almost there, extend it a little bit. Your goal was to lose 25 pounds and you're going to be there in the next month or two. Maybe be like, hey, I'm going to lose an extra pound there. I'm going to lose an extra 2 pounds, or I'm going to maybe lift a little bit heavier at the gym. Extend that finish line to achieve more success.
I think for me too, I always think of this. I heard it on a podcast at one point. I'm not sure which one, but they were talking about what happens when you go past that achieved goal. So a lot of times we think, oh, I can only go here. So you achieve it and you walk away and you're like, oh, I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. As far as in the gym, if I'm really struggling in a workout set, if I'm like, okay, I have to make it to 10, I go to 10. And if I feel like I've got one more in the tank.
Yeah.
I'm going to try for it. And that the difference between stopping there and that one extra rep, you may think like, oh, you only did one extra rep. But it's not even so much the strength, it's the mental strength.
Mental, for sure.
Being able to push past that point that you thought you couldn't even make it to.
Mm-hmm.
It's training your mind to always push for more, always looking for the opportunity to exceed your own expectations of what you're able to do. I think it's so important to do that because so often, especially in the gym, when I'm strength training, I think, you know, how am I going to do this? You know, my kind of rule of thumb that I tell my clients is the last one third of your reps should be so difficult for you. I really think something magical happens when you can push past your own barriers.
Oh, for sure.
When you think like, how the fuck am I going to do this for 10? And I'll tell you this, last training split that I had, my coach had programmed for me 4 sets of 25 deadlifts. That was the hardest fucking leg day I've ever had in my entire life. I hate deadlifts. I'm more of a squats girl myself. But every week when I started that workout, I had to so hard mentally push myself. I wanted to give up at 15 every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Every single set for the 4 weeks that I had that, every single time I was like at 15, I was like, I can't do anymore. And my mind, that was my mind, not my body, because I finished it every time.
Yep.
But it was my mind trying to tell me, you can't do this.
Yep.
And every time I didn't get extra reps, I'll tell you that much, but I did complete it. And I went 10 past what I thought I couldn't get any further.
Yeah.
So your mind is powerful in trying to protect you, but also powerful in overcoming any barriers. What's that saying that your old boss used to say, that you're at 60%?
Yeah, I mean, your mind starts shutting your body down at about 40% of your exerted energy, because your body's like, okay, we're done. We're tapping out. We need to save this energy so we can keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come across that mind block, you still have 60% of your energy that you're able to exert and actually put out there. So when you think of your mind being so strong, your mind is the strongest muscle in your body.
It's
really
trying to keep you alive. That's
keeping
survival.
You alive. Yeah. It's keeping you alive. And it's also, it's creating walls for yourself. So when you learn to overcome those walls, you're able to push even further.
Yeah.
When you're talking about working out, I always laugh because I always tell you in the gym, did those last reps make your toes curl?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know that you're pushing yourself, when your toes are curling and you're like, putting that up there. So think about that. And when you achieve that, like you said, you thought you could only do 15. Your mind was telling you like, hey, we need to save this energy so we're able to walk out of this gym. But you did the 10 more. Once you teach your mind that it's okay, I can do this and we can still stay alive. You're good. Mind, you overcome your mind and you conquer it.
Another tangent, guys. Another tangent. Okay. Next, M is for meaningful. What is your why? Make it strong. I'll tell you this. When people come to me, they're like, oh, I want to hire you for a coach because I want to look good in a bikini. I'm like, no, I'm going to need you to dig deeper, because that isn't going to get you up at 4 a.m. to get that workout in that you don't want to do. So your why needs to be bigger than your excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have such a deep, meaningful, usually some type of emotion tied to your why, that it's going to get you up out of bed. That's what's going to push you when everything is telling you, I don't want to fucking do this.
You're tired. You didn't eat enough the night before to get you going. And it's snowing outside or it's raining outside.
It's
the road conditions are bad.
It's cold and your bed is warm.
Or you forgot your gym shoes in the car, so you now have to walk outside to grab your gym shoes, but it's too cold to do that. You are going to think up of every reason not to go. But if you dug deep, and the reason that you set these goals to lose weight was because maybe your family has a history of diabetes or heart conditions, that's going to be much bigger why than seeing yourself in a bikini on the beach this summer.
Yeah, that's not going to be big enough for you. So have such a deep connection to your why that, again, it's bigger than your excuses will be. A is for achievable. Make the goals realistic. If we have unrealistic goals like, I want to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, when you get on day 5 and you haven't lost 5 pounds, you're going to be kind of pissed off. It's going to seem impossible and you're just going to want to give up. You have to make these goals realistic for yourself.
Or you're on day 5 and you've lost 10 pounds, but you have absolutely no energy because you're not eating anything.
Yeah, that's also not a great game plan. Next one is R, make the goals relevant. Set goals that are actually going to get you closer to the end result that you desire. So if you're saying, I want to save $20,000 for a down payment, but yet you're not actually, like, your goals are so small to achieving that, like, I'm going to, you know, maybe you're selling a product. I'm going to sell one product a week. But if you actually added that up and selling one product a week only got you $2,000, that's not actually, you know, getting you closer to that goal. If your goal is $20,000 for the year, you're going to have to sell 20 products a week, or, you know, I'm not doing the math, so don't math check me here, but make the goals so that you're actually getting closer to the desired result.
So they're in line with your result.
And yeah,
your
goal, because if you're at the end of the year, you're like, oh, I did all my little goals, but why didn't I hit my big goals? Well, you didn't take those goals and actually break them down clear enough and realistically enough. That's your own fault. So make them realistic to achieving the bigger goals that you're after. And that's where it comes back to, are those goals realistic for my year, right? You have to be able to break it down. And we're going to talk about the breaking it down process here in a minute, but making them realistic and relevant. The next one, time bound. Make these goals, you know, put an end date on them. Ed Milet says, a goal without a date is just a wish. That has stuck with me. We listened to his podcast on goal setting a few years ago. That has just stuck with me so much over time. I think it's so important to constantly be revisiting your goals. So I heard this statistic at one point, and I'm not sure where, but we are 24% more likely to achieve a goal that we see or write down regularly. So you should be working on your goals all the time. I don't know about you, but if I set a goal for myself and I'm not reminded of it, I have a million things going on in my everyday life. I need something to be like a constant reminder for me, like the clicking of a clock. What are my goals? What are my goals? What are my goals? So I have the background on my phone is my goals. I have my start today journal that I write my goals in every single day. Doing your goals daily, weekly, monthly, constantly revisiting them, that's what's going to keep you striving for them, is if you have that constant reminder. This can be, you know, by reminders in your phone, calendar reminders that pop up. We'll kind of talk about all this stuff, but really important to at least have that end date. But I think also breaking it down on the monthly, weekly, and daily basis is really important. If you really actually want this, it should be at the top and forefront of your mind.
Yeah, I think the way to look at it is a goal that you set is like a staircase. You're not going to get to the top of the staircase when there's no stairs in between, right?
Yeah.
There's multiple little steps in between to get you to that end goal.
And I think what's really, I actually talked on this. Did you watch my story?
No.
I talked on this the other day on my story, is there was an image of a guy standing at the bottom of this ladder and he couldn't reach.
Oh, I saw that.
Because picture. It was too far for him, because the goals weren't broke down tight and small enough. So he couldn't reach. He was like trying to jump for it. Next to it, there was another person who the ladder went all the way to the floor in just little step-by-step pieces. It's because they had broke down that goal. It's going to be a lot easier to get to the top if you have every single peg on that ladder just a step away, right? You're not having to literally jump in between. Mm-hmm. That's almost dangerous, okay? Yeah. So breaking it down like that is just going to make it easier for yourself. The next one, the E is for evaluate. Assess where you are achieving those goals on a daily basis. We want to be constantly working towards these things, right? Like we just talked about. So how do we do that? We have to be evaluating all the time. Okay, how did I do today? Or how did I do this week getting towards my goals? You're not always going to have wins. The expectation is not perfection, it's progress. Mm-hmm. We don't want to have, again, unrealistic expectations for ourselves, because then if you're just constantly down on yourself, okay, well, maybe that wasn't a realistic goal in the end to do this every single day for yourself. Maybe you need to dial it back and say, hey, maybe I need to stretch out my goal a little bit. And that's okay. You're still working towards it. But just think about it. One step closer is closer than giving up. I think a lot of times we think It's so hard for us to commit to long-term things because we live in an instant gratification world. We want everything right now. I wanted it yesterday. I'm the same way. I'm one of the most impatient people in the entire world. But at the end of the day, you have to think, even if I'm going slow, I'm still getting closer than all the people who have already given up. I think about the gym example. Everybody has fitness goals in the beginning of the year. You know, gyms run all these promos because they know people are looking for gym memberships and stuff. It might be different this year. But at the beginning of the year, gyms are packed. At the end of the year, they're empty. And it's because people have given up on themselves because maybe they set this goal of, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week at 5 a.m. Does that really align with your schedule? Is that really realistic for you? You know, maybe you do that great for 2 weeks, but then week three hits and you have some things come up. Okay, well, if you're constantly like evaluating, hey, that's not going to work for me this week, how can I move it around so it's going to work? You have to be able to adjust the sails to still keep movement going. You can't be so stuck in the way of doing something that you're like, oh, this is the only way. No, I think of a math equation. You know, you can get 7 with 4 plus 3 or 3 plus 4, 5 plus 2, 1 plus 1, right? There's so many ways to get to the answer of 7. So don't think that there's only one way to get to your goal. There's so many options and you have to be willing to say, hey, this approach didn't work. How can I do it a little bit differently to still get to the same end result?
Yeah. And change it. Yeah. And be willing to change and accept change and don't look at change as a roadblock and you can't be there anymore. Like when you talk about going to the gym 5 days a week at 5 a.m. and it works great for those 2 weeks. Well, now, like you said, you had stuff come up. Don't just say, well, I can't go today, so I'm going to stop going, because I can guarantee that it's going to snowball and you're going to stop going. If you gave an excuse one time, you're going to give yourself an excuse next time. So instead of doing them like, I can't go to the gym today at 5 a.m., so I'm going to go tonight instead. So being able to look at it and be like, this is my goal. This is what I want to get to. I didn't make it this morning, but I'm going to make it tonight.
You have to be like Google Maps, rerouting.
Rerouting.
It's so annoying, but sometimes you have to reroute. The next one, R, is for reward. Reward yourself for the milestones. Breaking them down into bite-sized goals allows you to celebrate the wins along the way that are going to get you to the end result. We have to be able to give ourselves a pat on the back, because when you think of, I'm trying to save $20,000 for a down payment, I'm trying to lose 100 pounds, those goals are so big. If you don't celebrate until you get to the end, that could take you years. And if you're not celebrating along the way, what's the fun in it? We have to be able to not just look at, hey, where can I improve? But also look at how far I've come. Look at the changes I've done. Celebrate the wins along the way. I can't even tell you, like, think of a kid. Kids love reward systems. You make sticker charts in kindergarten for getting things done, like the gold stars, all that kind of stuff. That's ingrained in us from a young age. We still have that in there. So celebrate the wins. Like, fucking make yourself a sticker chart. If that's what does it for you, celebrate the wins. Like, seeing those is important. I'll tell you, I have a daily tracker that I made for myself. I made it all pretty. I put all this time into it because I was like, if I do this, I'm more likely to achieve the things on the damn tracker, right? So I have it on our fridge. And for me, it's like crossing it off, seeing those crossed off boxes. Once I start seeing more and more of them, it could be 9 o'clock at night and I'm like, I'm only 2,000 steps away. I gotta go for a walk because I'm not gonna like look at all my cross offs and now I'm gonna have one that's not. Like, for me, it's like OCD. I'm like, no, I have to complete this. We just like, there's something in our brains that tells us, hey, keep it up. You're already doing it, right? The reward system. It's so important for us. Okay, number 3, write your goals down. Again, like I said, 24% more likely to achieve them if we're writing or seeing them regularly, okay? Write your goals down. How can you remember something you set in January in November, right? I'm not going to remember. I barely remember what I did yesterday. So writing your goals down, reading them, visualizing them, you can do this in so many different ways. vision boards, background on your phone, write your goals in a journal. I write my goals in a journal every day. Putting your goals maybe on your bathroom mirror, like for your personal goals, or your fridge, or maybe you put your business goals next to your laptop or your computer. Maybe you put your fitness goals on, you know, if you have an at-home gym, because I feel like this year, probably a lot of people have at-home gyms now. Maybe you put it in the room or area that you work out in. Have those goals clearly outlined. You know, for us, we have our goals hanging from our vision board in our bedroom right before you walk out of our bedroom. It's the last thing you see. So we see those all the time. If I'm laying in bed, I'm looking at my vision board. So having those there, that's a perfect reminder. Hey, you know what? I haven't reevaluated those goals. I need to sit down and do that. And actually, it's a good reminder for Armando and I, because we were just saying we really need to kind of up our vision board, because I think some of our goals have changed.
Yeah, review and revise. And that's like you said, goals change, and that's okay. When you set a goal maybe for 2021 and for the end of it and throughout the year, you're like, wow, this is kind of changing a little bit because I'm developing these new skills and I want to change it to this. You know, this is going to be better for me. That's okay. You can change it. You can adjust it. Like we were talking about, you can reroute it.
There's a personal development speaker. I can't remember his name right now, but the reminder for him is walking through a doorway. He says or remembers something he's grateful for. I think that's such a good reminder. Think of how many doorways you walk through. Mm-hmm. If you can train your mind to visually see something and it triggers that for you, that's going to be an amazing reminder. You know, maybe if you're starting with one goal this year for yourself, okay, every time I see this, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And make it something that you see frequently. And you're going to have to train your brain, but then it'll just be, you know, second nature. Mm-hmm. And it'll just come to you. And think of how many times you'll be reminded of that and how much more likely you are to achieve that goal. That stuck with me. And I thought, man, that's so amazing. I would love to train my mind to do it. Have I done it? No. But I think it's a great practice.
I think that's one of those things that it works for you. If it works for you, go for it. If it doesn't, find something else. Not everything that we're talking about in this episode is going to work for you. Just pick and choose what maybe you can apply now and act on it.
I will tell you this. Every time I see a sunflower, I think, love you, Mom. Mm-hmm. Always. That's in my head. So I see a sunflower and that's my love you, Mom.
Yeah, that's your reminder.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I did do it, but for something else. Mm-hmm. Okay. So number four, create an action plan. And I'm going to give you a really great detailed example here. So buckle the fuck up. Many people decide on a goal, but never create an action plan that's going to get them to it. So we have to determine exactly how we're going to get to the goal. Your action plan should include the overall goal you're trying to meet and all the steps that it's going to take to actually get you there. What does this look like? So if we're talking, I picked a fitness goal just because that's the number one.
That's your area of expertise. That's what you feel comfortable
that's
with.
That's what this podcast is. That's the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight.
That goes in line with everything we're talking about.
If you just were going to pick a general goal, you would say, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, that's not a smarter goal. So now we're going to break that down for you and show you how we would break it down into a actionable step-by-step plan.
So for all of you listening, that maybe that's your 2021 goal, Kelsey's put this in detail. So grab a pen and paper, or maybe look at the time where this is where we start talking about this and go back to this. And
yeah, that's too vanilla. I love vanilla.
I like vanilla.
Yeah, we know you love vanilla. Not for goal setting. The goal that we would actually want to say instead of I want to lose weight would be I want to lose 25 pounds by May 31st for my kids. That is making it time bound. It's making it specific, measurable, all the things. We're tying it to a person, which we haven't got to yet on our list, but the accountability factor, we'll talk about that. Why? What's my why for this? Why do I want to lose 25 pounds by May 31st for my kids? And it's not just because I want to be in a bikini, right? Because that's not going to hold you to the goal. Or I love when people are like, oh, I'm taking a vacation next year. That's great. But how many other years have you taken vacations, made fitness goals, and not seen them through? That wasn't big enough. So you have to think, we can't do the same things and expect different results. Mm-hmm. Your why has to be big enough. I want to have energy to spend time playing with my kids or my dogs.
Or your dogs.
I want to live a healthier life for my kids and lead by example so they live a healthier life. Mm-hmm. I want to live to see my grandkids grow up.
Those are great wives.
I want to feel confident in being naked in front of my husband. So those whys have, right, they have that emotional element to them. They're deeper than just, I want to look good in a bikini. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how? When I talk about these hows, I want you to think, start small. Again, going back to that ladder example, step by step, we're going to do this. There's a lot of steps on that ladder, but when they're small, it's more likely that we're going to be able to climb to the top. We just have to keep going. So when we talk about these, think of mastering one and then moving on to the next. When you try to master five or six at a time, that's overwhelming. So start with one, master it, keep doing that one, and take on another one. Master the second one. Now you're going to keep doing the first and the second, and then you're going to take on a third, right? So one, I'm going to drink a gallon of water a day. So how am I going to do that? I'm going to buy myself a cute new water bottle. I'm going to put reminders in my phone. These actionable steps, you can literally, so you're going to break it down to, okay, how does that look? Well, I need to have one 32-ounce water bottle drank by 9 a.m., the second one by noon, then by 2, and then I'll give myself some flexibility of till 6 p.m. for my last one because I know in the afternoons I don't drink as much water, okay? Then you set timers. Put those in your phone. Have those reminders pop up throughout the day, right? So what can I do now to help with this goal? Well, I can go on. I can order a water bottle. I can put the timers in my phone. I've literally broke that down into something I can do right now. Mm-hmm. Making an actionable plan for getting more water in, right? Because that's going to get me closer to that bigger goal. Next one, I'm going to track my food. So instead of just saying, I want to eat healthier. Okay, well,
what's that look like?
What does that look like? I'm going to try to eat more fruits and vegetables. I'm going to try to track macros, eating more protein. I'm going to do it in my Fitness Pal. I'm going to download my Fitness Pal right now. I'm going to go on, get a calculator, figure out what my macros should be, which, guys, it's always, those calculators are kind of trash, but it's a good starting point. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to figure out, okay, how often do I expect to track this? Well, I don't need 100% because we're not going for perfection. So I'm going to track 90% between now and May 31st. Okay, so how am I going to track that? I'm going to track that. I'm going to print off a calendar and I'm going to put on the calendar. I'm going to create a little key for myself, for my water, nutrition, and my steps and my workouts. And I'm going to cross those off. I'm going to check it every day. If I get to check all four of those, I do all four of those things. I get a big green check mark on that day. If I don't, I get a red X. So you print the calendar. You can literally print the calendar. You can look up the macros online because that's for free. You can download by Fitness Pal, all of that, right? Those are things that you can literally do right now to work towards that goal. The next one is I want to hit 7,000 steps a day. Create a plan for yourself, okay? Maybe I've been wanting to find an excuse to buy myself an Apple Watch. Now I'm going to buy it. I can go on, I can order it, or you can get a nice little easy tracker off Amazon. You can go order that right now. What else are you going to do? I'm going to schedule my walks. Okay. I know that on Mondays is a busy day at work, so I get a lot of steps in. Tuesdays, usually I sit a lot because we're in more meetings. Okay. So Tuesday nights, I'm going to go on a walk and I'm going to go on a little walk on my lunch. Tuesdays, schedule these things. Literally put them on your calendar. It doesn't mean it's going to happen like that every week, but if you try to create some type of schedule and consistency, you're more likely to follow through with mm-hmm. it. Yeah. So you can literally, again, break that down to doing something right now.
Yeah.
The next one, I'm going to sleep 7 hours a night. So how am I going to do that? How many hours am I sleeping now? Maybe I'm only sleeping 6 hours. I'm not going to add a whole extra hour overnight, right? So, okay, I'm going to try to go to bed 15 minutes earlier tonight. I'm going to set a bedtime alarm. What can I do that's going to help me? Well, if I set out my clothes and stuff tonight, I can sleep in an extra 5 or 10 minutes tomorrow, right? How does that look for you? So you can, again, set a bedtime alarm right now. to get you more sleep for tomorrow.
Or maybe don't watch that last episode of Scandal, mm-hmm. and you're good. There, you made up your hour there.
I friggin' love Scandal. another good one is, I know the iPhone has a feature where your apps can shut down at a certain time. A lot of us get stuck scrolling at night. Social media, have that kind of stuff shut down for you. Okay, how else? I'm going to work out 4 to 5 days a week. Awesome. What does that look like? Okay, well, I'm going to go on this day, this day, this day. Again, scheduling it for yourself. What are the workouts I'm going to do when I get to the gym?
I think that's important. That's mm-hmm. key there.
Creating that plan so that literally all you have to do is show up. And sometimes showing up is half the battle.
Yep.
But if you have a clear plan when you get there, you're more likely to follow through with this. So we've figured out the how. Okay, I want to evaluate this. I want to make sure that I'm progressing on this, right? Because I only have 6 months to do this. So when am I going to evaluate my success? Well, I talked about that calendar tracker that I'm going to do. I'm going to hang that on my fridge. That's going to be daily. Maybe I set an alarm to go off at 7 p.m. at night to say, hey, have you hit your daily goals, so that I still have a little bit of time before bed if I haven't, that I can go complete them. And then maybe weekly, I sit down and figure out everything for the week. I'm going to figure out my meal plan for the week. I'm going to meal prep, figure out, oh, maybe I can't do my workout on this day like I normally do because I've got this dinner I'm going to. And you're going to make adjustments. So you're going to evaluate daily, weekly, and then at the end of the month, you're going to sit down and evaluate and see, okay, am I on pace to hit my goal? How much weight have I lost this month? Putting those things in your calendar, all of these things, guys, we schedule stuff for others, like time for others, right? Somebody's like, hey, can you come volunteer and do this for me? Hey, can you come help us move on this day? You don't think twice when you do that. Why would you think twice scheduling time for yourself? Mm-hmm. It's just as important. Nobody is going to do it for you. You have to hold yourself to a higher standard. You have to show up for you. So creating that clear plan, guys, I mean, I don't know about you, but if I had a plan like that, it's like, okay, boom, next step, boom, next step. Constantly reevaluating. Again, if it's clear, if you have a clear path, a step-by-step like situation, how are you not going to do it?
Then at that point, that's
you really didn't want it. So we kind of already talked on this one, but number 5 is create a timeline. Creating that clear expectation that, hey, this is the step after this one. Always knowing what's next. Having those deadlines to achieving your goals. Once you've set those dates, try to stick to it as closely as possible, but also give yourself a little bit of grace. Things aren't always going to happen the way you want to. And it's not to the point where, hey, this is set in stone. If I don't do it, I give up, right? Because again, one step closer is still better than no steps at all, okay? So hold yourself to the standard, but also be willing to say, hey, you know what? This month was pretty freaking crazy. I did about, you know, 2/3 of it. I'm just going to have to make up a little bit in this next month, right? Always be willing to adjust the sales.
Yeah, if you're willing to work with other people's schedules and other people's needs, you should be able to work with your own.
And you have to think of that too, is what would you tell? I always like to say it this way. What would you tell your best friend? You would never tell your best friend like, oh, give up. I mean, you didn't hit it. Why try? No, you would encourage them like, hey, but look how much you did do. So let's figure out what we can do to get back on track, right? That's what you would tell your best friend. So mm-hmm. sometimes you have to think of that in the sense of yourself. What would I tell my best friend in this situation? You know, creating that timeline creates a sense of urgency, which like helps motivate us. But again, don't just give up on it if you don't hit it 1 month. That's why we reevaluate. Maybe it wasn't realistic. Maybe it's month 1 and you're like, wow, I did half of what I said I was going to do. Okay, well, maybe you overestimated what you were capable of this month. Dial it back a little bit. But also, you have to adjust your expectations for that end goal as well. You can't just adjust the monthly goal and think like, oh, I'm still going to hit the end result. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. Number 6, tie a person to these goals. There's so much power in accountability. So on that example that I gave you was lose 25 pounds by May 31st for my kids. Because when we tie a person to it, again, think of yourself. Maybe if you have had this fitness goal and you're like, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow night. You don't tell anybody about it. Tomorrow night rolls around and Cheez-Its, wine, and scandal sound better than the gym, mm-hmm. which 10 out of 10 times, it's going to sound better than the gym. Holding ourselves to an accountability partner is what's going to keep us going. I'll tell you right now, my best friend is my workout partner and she has just been on fire and she keeps telling me, well, the accountability to go to the gym with you has been what's keeping me to it. And I'm like, that's the power of accountability. Like having somebody else that you're going to have to say, hey, I'm not going to go to the gym. You're going to feel some of that guilt. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, maybe I'll just go.
It's easy to hit the snooze button and nobody knows about it and you just won't go because that's it. But if you hit the snooze button and somebody's waiting for you at the gym,
it's a different story.
For sure.
That's why people like hire coaches. They are a sense of accountability for you. I know for myself, through all of these winter months, I have been so busy with my business. It would have been very easy. I'm not in a cut right now. I would have been so relaxed with my own nutrition and stuff. I would have probably fallen off a little bit because, right, the holidays are tough. There's so much temptation around, but I have been dialed in. And that's because I have the accountability of a coach that I'm basically going to have to confess my sins to each mm-hmm. week. So instead of having a rough month or a rough season, I would just have a rough week, yeah. right? So there's power in accountability. And usually I'll give you this example of, you know, my husband. If I tell him something, I know he's going to make my ass do it. So I know once I tell him, like, this shit is real.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, take action. So again, we go back to that plan and you have that detailed plan. Break it down to literally step by step. What can I do right now that's going to get me one step closer? And then I'm also going to know what my next step is. Maybe I can't execute on that next step, but I already know what the step is. So I know what needs to be done next.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to point out when you were creating that action plan earlier and you were talking about downloading MyFitnessPal and creating a calendar, everything that you talked about is free. There mm-hmm. was nothing in there that cost money. So that's something that literally everybody listening to this can go out and set up and do right now because it doesn't cost you money.
Yeah. And I will say this, you mentioning the money factor is sometimes you have to have some skin in the game to actually execute on a goal. I'll tell you that hiring coaches for myself, business coaches, my business has grown so much this year and it's because I have a lot of fucking skin in the game. I have a lot of money betting on me. And, you know, as much as people think like, oh, I can't afford that, I can't do that. Well, I bet you can. I really bet you can. How much are you spending eating out? How reckless are you with your Target and Marshall's trips? Think of those things, really evaluate, because I'll tell you, when you put some finances on something, you're more likely to execute on it. Coaching would not cost as much as it does if people would actually follow through with it without the financial commitment.
I agree.
I'll tell you that much. I mean, I know that for myself. When I pay for something, my coach says, people who pay attention. It's so true.
All right. And then the last one, number 8, reevaluate and assess your progress. Because like we've mentioned, you don't know if you've gotten to your goal or if you're getting closer to your goal, if you're not looking at where you are and what you've accomplished. So you need to keep your motivation strong to complete your goal. Consider scheduling a weekly evaluation, which could include measuring your progress and checking your schedule. So if your goal is to lose 25 pounds, making sure that, okay, by this time, I should have lost maybe 2 or 3 pounds. So having those reassessments and maybe reevaluate, because you don't want to get to your end goal date and realize, like, wow, I didn't achieve my goal. Well, you didn't weigh yourself this last 6 months. You didn't evaluate what you were doing and seeing if that was actually helping you progress to your actual end result.
We kind of already touched on all of this in, you know, the action plan really kind of hit all of these points in yeah. one, but I want to be able to give you a step-by-step, like how little you need to break that down. But all of these things are equally important in the bigger goal of achieving the goals. Again, going back to our equation, success is goals plus habits, right? You have to create the expectation of how you're going to get to the goal okay, what habits am I going to create that are going to achieve the goal? And that's how we get to success.
All right, that's all we have for you today. This is setting you up for success. So make 2021 your bitch, and we will see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Self Love Sit Downs.
If you like this episode, please leave us a review. In the world of podcasting, the only way to climb the ranks is by receiving feedback via comments and ratings, in return, reaching as many people as possible.
As always, if you love this episode or know someone who would find value in this, share it with a friend and tag us. You can find us on Instagram at Kelsey_Teddy and MondoFarius05. For any additional feedback, you can email us at selflovesitdowns@gmail.com.